Guys, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 79. Who dat? I see 100 episodes. Road to 100 episodes. How many to go? 20? 21, bro. We're getting close. I need you guys. We're going to be doing this countdown each episode until we get to 100. So we are 21 more episodes to go. And I'm super excited. I think I'm going to get to 100 before December. Shere tunayo hatuna. Anyway, guys, welcome to another episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. I hope you have been well. By the way, remember, if you like this podcast, rate the podcast. I feel like I never say that, but I'm starting to say it. So you guys rate the podcast so that a lot of people should, so that this podcast may be recommended to a lot of people may discover this podcast, because I believe we're doing something dope. And these unspoken stories that people are telling here, I need them to get across the world, not only Kenya. Like, I need people from across the world to listen to this story. So guys, if you like this podcast, rate it. And also, by the way, check my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Subscribe, guys. Unspoken on the Road is coming, the series. And then vlogs. I uploaded a vlog like 2 days ago. Check it out. It's dope. Anyway. What was I saying? I was saying, but hey, guys, I have news, bro. I can say, mama, I made it. You guys, I have big news. I have been nominated in the Pulse Influencer Awards, bro. Pulse. Ask about me. Like, I can't believe, guys, I've been nominated in the Pulse Influencer Awards. And I was thinking, like, how did I even get to Pulse? Like, how did Pulse even know about me, bro? How? Me, I thought, like, I was an underdog. Like, no one even knows about me. Like, no one cares. Like, what the heck? I have been nominated in the Pulse Influencer Awards. And I'm just thinking, I used to just read the Pulse magazine when I was young, like when I was in primary and back in high school at the library. I never thought that I was ever gonna get to that platform. I never even thought I was ever gonna be someone who's gonna be on that platform. I used to just watch other people read on other people, and then I didn't ever think that someday someone's gonna read about me. Like, yo, it's crazy. And you guys, okay, let me give you the gist. I have been nominated in the Pulse Influencer Awards 2024 in the Podcast Influencer of the Year category, bro. That's not the sweetest part. The sweetest part is, I've been nominated alongside the biggest podcasters in Kenya, bro. Like, I'm in the same list with Trimenami, bro. Me. Mdemu wa Kisumu. I'm in the same list with Trimenami. Mic check. Hey! Yeah, me. I'm on the same list with Mic Check Podcast. What the heck? I'm on that list. I'm on the same list with Insulated, I Promise. Financially Correct. Cleaning the Airwaves. Ikonini, bro. I still can't believe it. Even saying it out loud, like, it's so crazy. Like, bro, I never, like, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you ever felt like this, like, sometimes you feel like you're chasing these dreams, like, you want to get to a certain point, but then, when you get there, you can't even believe it. But there are points you don't even think you could ever get. There are places I could, even me, there are places I could have never thought I would get to those places. There are platforms I could never thought I would. The people, I never even thought people would recognize me. And then here I am. A Pulse influencer. Ask about me. First of all, I think I'm the youngest in that category. If I do say so myself, there's Mic Check, there's Trimenami. Like, I'm one of the youngest people in that category, bro. Let me clap for myself. Let me give myself flowers. Mama, I made it. I don't know if I'm gonna win, but I'm doing my best to win. But mama, honestly, just being on that list, I made it, man. Mama, I made it. From here, it's top. From here, it's all the way top. There's no looking behind, by the way. It's top from here. Anyway, guys, I need to even prepare for this episode. I haven't really had the time to prep for an inspiration, but I had to upload this Sunday episode. And I just wanted to share with you guys the news that I have been mentioning the Pulse Influencer out, and I need you guys to come through for me. The speakers, you know how we always do. This is not our first award, so You know what to do. This is like my fourth award, bro. So you know how we always do. And I've won the previous one. So what is Pulse? Ask about, like, what is Pulse? Anyway, guys, I'm just happy to be on the list, man. So you guys, I need your support. If you're listening to this and you haven't voted, vote. I'm gonna try and put the link on this episode, and you guys vote. If you can't find the link here, if it doesn't upload here when I'm uploading this episode, you're gonna find the link on all my social media platforms on the bio. I will know Awiti and Spoken Podcast, guys. I need you speakers to come through for me. You guys always come through for me. So this time, man, compare Kale, I'm competing with Rimenami, bro. Who am I? I'm competing with Rimenami. I'm competing with Mike Check. I'm competing with Sandwich Podcast. Who am I becoming? Who's this girl? Anyway, guys, I need your support. That's what I'm trying to say. I need your support. You can vote once, but daily. So, kila siku unafinyo link, you vote once a day, guys. And if you have like a lot of different devices, you can vote via different devices. Let's bring this home. Tukwe ata top 3 months. Kwani iko nini? Ndio nikwe kwa hiyo. I deserve to be on that list. There's a reason I'm on that list. Why not as well? Just like why not just win it, man? Why? Anyway, I'm just happy and. Winning, like, not winning, what am I saying? Being nominated in that award, in that category, with all those big wigs, like, I'm an underdog, you guys. I'm the only underdog there. So being nominated alongside those big wigs, I'm like, kai. So what I'm doing means something, man. That's what I realized. That it means something. Like, what I'm doing actually means something. People are watching, bro. People are listening. I'm here always, like, rambling. And I'm like, okay, I know, like, not a lot of people are going to listen. But people are actually listening. So that was the major thing that I actually thought. Like, it means something. So whatever you're doing, I don't know what you're doing, but if there's something you're doing and you've ever felt like you're not doing enough or no one even cares about what you're doing, bro, I'm here to tell you, people care. I know we always say like, it's never that serious. People are busy dealing with things in their life. People don't even give a damn about something like people don't really give a damn. People actually do. People love to listen to someone's perspective. Like, it means something. People care, guys. People care. People listen. People watch. Someone's always watching. People watch what you're doing. People are gonna pretend that they don't watch. They don't see you. But they actually do. Even me, I've been an underdog. I can't lie. I've been an underdog for a long time, and I think I'm still an underdog. I don't know. But I've been doing this podcasting thing since 2020. Of course, when I took a break, but I take breaks. But I've been doing it since 2020, and no one ever since the first like 2-3 years, apart from last year and this year, no one actually really cared about my podcast as much as say like no one really actually really cared. Like, I didn't even think it meant something. But then, here I am 4 years later, and I'm looking back and I'm saying, it all meant something. It was worth it. I'm looking back and I'm thinking, yeah, it all meant something. It's worth it. It was all worth it, and it all meant something. Because now people are recognizing me, like, yo, you're actually, like, what you're doing, it means something for you to be on those platforms. People are watching you. People are listening to you. So, you guys, if you're listening to me, my guy, if you're listening to this, don't ever for a second, look back and think, and just think, it doesn't matter. People don't care. Why should I do it anyway? No one cares. Bro, hey, people care. People just like to pretend that they don't care, but they do. People care. People watching you. People are always watching you. People are watching your moves. People are watching what you do. People want to do what you're doing. People want to see what you're doing with your life. Like people, and then something I know, people want to be part of something great. Like that's how we are. Like I think that's how we are as human beings. We like to be part of something great. No one likes to just be average. No one I know. Like people want to be part of something great. So if you're listening to this, and there's something you're doing, there's something you've always been doing, and you feel like giving up. You always feel like, or you're always doubting yourself. You don't go hard because you're like, ah, no one cares. I'm just doing it because I'm doing it. No, do something with that. Like, feel something. Do something that makes you feel something. Do something that means something to you. Don't just do things because you're doing. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Put your best foot forward. Like, do your best. Give your best in everything that you're doing. Give it your best. Give it your A game, man. Just do it. Like, don't do something like shoddy work, and it's something you wanna do, and you're doing shoddy work because like, it's never that serious. People don't care. It like no one cares. Excuse me, people care. People actually care. And people are watching, and it's crazy. Like Pulse, me, I'm like, okay, are we now witty? Like, how do Pulse even know me? Me na jua tuongo kisumu ndo wananijua. No, maseno. Bro, really kuja Nairobi juzi. Pulse wananijua aje. It means something. So it's like, it's about direction, not speed, something like that. So don't dim your light, bro. That's why I always say here, like, there's power in consistency. There's power in showing up. There's something special about showing up every day, showing up daily and doing what you want. There's something special about that. Like, if you show up and if you're consistent with what you're doing, manze, the universe must reward you. That's like, like, the universe must reward you. Like, you must just be rewarded. That's the truth. That's just how they get. Like, that's just how it works. You show up, you be consistent, you put your best foot forward, be guaranteed for success. Let me just tell you that for free. And your discipline, you just be sure to be successful. Like, there's power in consistency. Consistency is the king of the game. Someone say that. Consistency is the king of the game. There's power in consistency. People are watching. When you're driving, it like gives you a purpose. Consistency gives you a purpose. You build something when you're consistent. Like me, when I've built this podcast brick by brick, day by day. I've built it. And I'm seeing now, like, yeah, this power in consistency. There's a reason I show up here every Wednesday. Like, I'm thinking, me showing up here every Wednesday and Sunday, it actually means something. Me being disciplined to myself and showing up no matter how I feel like. Like, today, I won't lie, I'm not, like, feeling like my top. Today, I have a lot of things in my mind, of course. Like, me got a lot of, I just have a lot of things going on. But I picked up my mic and I'm like, no, I got something to say. So, yeah. This power in consistency. And one day you're going to look back and say, all those late nights, all that sacrifice you made, it all meant something. It all means something. Like me, I'm looking back, I'm saying, okay, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm at peace. Like, it means something. It all meant something. Hey, like, when I even think about it, when I was back in school, I didn't even know I was going to be doing this podcast still now. Like, I was going to be doing this thing in the long run. Like, what the heck? I didn't. But there's the beauty. The discipline of showing up. You get to unlock new versions of yourself. Just having that discipline showing up, you get to unlock new versions of yourself that just make you to want to show up more. You become better versions of yourself that want to make, like, you become a better version of yourself. And it makes you like, it gives you the drive. And like, you just feel it, it fuels you. It fuels you to continue like pushing and showing up. I don't know what, if I'm saying, if what I'm saying like makes sense to you, but that's how I've been feeling this week. I've been so elated. I was celebrating you guys with this. Check out for my next vlog. I was celebrating this the day I got the news. And actually, let me tell you a quick story. I didn't know I was nominated until 3 days ago. And the award, like actually the nominations were announced like last week, and I knew this week. I didn't know. Like when the polls were announcing like nominations are open, I think 2 months ago, 1 month ago, I'm not sure. I didn't even bother to look at it. For the past years, Pulse like started like 4 years ago, Pulse Awards, Influence Awards started 4 years ago. So I never bothered looking at it because I'm like, okay, who am I to think I'll even be nominated? I limited myself already. Guys, if you're listening to this from Africa, Kenya, you know what Pulse is. Pulse is a big brand, bro. Pulse has been there since we were kids. It's like a brand, it's a big brand. It has been there since we like kids. Like I've been reading Pulse like, oh, since what? Primary school? And then here I am. I'm on their platform and it's a big platform. So I didn't even know. So I've been like, when they're announcing their nominations, they're like, okay, good. I can't even bother to look at it because I know I'm not going to make it on the list. I can't even, like, who am I to think I'm going to be on that list? I like limited myself. I didn't know that sometimes when they what they say is true, like the only person who can limit you is you. It's you. Uko nje maybe watu kubeba na kusema, wanze people admire you. People admire your work out here, but you umejibeba ndogo. You've limited yourself. So the only person who can limit yourself is you. When the Pulse are like were announcing the nominations, like, brav, good riddance, cool. Then, this week I saw, when did I get the news? Was it Thursday? I was scrolling on Instagram. I opened my Instagram and then I got a notification. Pulse Live Kenya started following me. Okay. Then I'm like, okay, why is Pulse following me? And then I had to double check and see if this is the real account. And it was because it had been verified, the verified mark. And then I was scrolling on their page and I was like, okay, why is Pulse following me? Maybe they've just decided to follow me. But then I saw that posted that the voting is open for the Pulse Influencer Awards. You can vote. So I clicked on that link to their website. I was like, let me vote for my favorite influencers because I've been voting. I always vote there for my favorite influencers. So tell me why I'm opening Podcast Influencer 2024. Nominees, I'm seeing my name there. Number 3 on the list. I'm like, what the fuck? What the heck? How am I on this list? And then I'm looking at the other people on that list. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this is crazy. I didn't believe it, honestly. So Pulse is a big deal for me, man. I'm just happy to be on the list, honestly. And I'm just proud of myself. Like, girl. Damn. Like, I'm so proud of myself. And I'm just thinking, you guys, never give up, man. Actually, dreams do come true. You might have the wildest dreams. I'm not saying my dreams have come true, but things are unfolding. Slowly, and those things, the way things are unfolding, it's just giving me the assurance like I'm on the right path, and then it's giving me the assurance like, bro, keep pushing, keep showing up, keep being consistent, because it can happen. Last episode I was telling you guys how you're worthy. Like I was talking about how why can another person be successful and not me? Like they have superpowers, they don't have superpowers, they're just human beings like me. So why should they be successful and why shouldn't I be successful? Like those other podcasters, like who I'm on the list with, like, what do they have that I don't? They all started from somewhere. They're underdogs someday, like me. They're underdogs, like one time they were underdogs, like me. So, yeah, it meant something. And I'm just here to share with you guys the news and to encourage someone who's listening, if you're doing something, know that it means something. if you're chasing something consistently, if you're showing up, don't for a second, don't doubt yourself. Don't dim your light. Go hard, man. Go hard. Like your life depends on it. When it comes to your dreams, go hard. We have one life. Go hard. Go hard. Go home, bro. Do exactly that. Take on those opportunities that scare you. Like me, I just feel happy. I have a purpose. Like, it's not stressed by life. I have a purpose. So I think what I'm doing is working. I can feel something, like it means something. So me, I'm good. And there's having a purpose in this life, bro, it's the best thing you can have. Living life aimlessly is the worst. You'd rather die than live life aimlessly, man. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about a lot of things today. I didn't have like a topic to talk about today. I was just here to tell you guys about my pulse, my first pulse in nominations and what came to my realization. Like, it all means something. It all means something. Whatever you're doing, it means something. And people are watching. People are fucking watching. People got eyes on you. People want to see what you're doing. People are watching. Don't ever think that people don't care, that people don't give a damn. They do. People pretend that they don't, but they do. They do. No one likes to be left behind. No one likes to be left behind. So take it from me and vote for me. What, you guys? I'm so stressed out. I'm so scared of losing. I hate losing, bro. But I'm just happy to be on that list. I hate losing. That's why I'm going hard. You guys, support me. I need your support now. More than ever, I need your support. Nataka tu nikuwe top 3. I need your support, man. Pulse is big for me, you guys. Pulse is big for me. I think it's the biggest this year when it comes to my podcast. Something that has happened big this year for my pod. Pulse, okay, and my new series, What's Your Unspoken Story. Pulse is big for me. It's a big deal for me. The first nomination, Pulse, you guys come through. Vote. Check my link. Vote. Daily, each day, vote. Awiti, vote, man. I'll be so proud when I'll be there on that stage and think, Lekuni de Makisumo. This is that girl who used to record her first episode. Uko in a forest, in Masemu University, in her small hostel room. This is that girl. That girl never thought she would get to this platform, to this place. That's why I always say, you guys, pray. I know I'm preaching today, but pray. Like, consult God. Ask God for favor and grace in whatever you do. Ask God to place your names in places you never thought they would appear. And go hard. Put God first. Go hard, man. That's the secret. And be consistent. Anyway, I'm not talking as if I've made it. No. I'm not talking as if I've made it. I'm just talking from what I am actually learning from my journey. This is what I'm actually learning from my journey. It means something. Dreams actually do come true. And people are watching. So, I hope you have learned something from this episode. I hope it inspires you to keep chasing what you're chasing. To go hard. To don't dim your light. To not dim your light. To take on opportunities that scare you. And know that what you're doing actually means something. Anyway, I'll see you guys on Wednesday. On Wednesday, remember, we have our new unspoken story, you guys. I don't want to give you guys spoilers, but this week's unspoken story. Oh, lit, you guys. You're not even ready. Like, that story, even me, I'm even scared editing it. I'm scared to edit that story because I'm thinking, what part should I not, like, I don't want to. I want to put it raw because unspoken stories are raw. I don't want to edit out anyone's part of their story. I do not. When you do, that person recorded their story, that's how I'm going to put it. I don't want to edit out parts legit because that's their story. That's their own truth, you guys. So if you're not ready for unspoken, if you, You better rate this podcast. Notify yourself, put on the notification button. Don't miss on Wednesday, Unspoken Story, episode 2. Episode 2 of the Unspoken Story, of What's Your Unspoken Story, is coming. And I am loving this series. So if you still want to be part of the series, remember to check link on my bio again, Unspoken Podcast K, Awina Awiti on Instagram. You'll get all my links. Everything's there. If you just check my link tree on my Instagram, on my IG, you'll get all my links for YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Spotify, everywhere. All the links for voting, everything is there on my link tree. So yeah. I'm going to have to end this episode here, this Sunday solo episode here. So that's what we're going to be doing. Wednesday, Watch Unspoken Story. Sunday, I'm going to be coming here and blabbing to you guys solo. So I hope you enjoy. We've learned something. I hope I've encouraged someone, because I hope I have. Because, yeah, this is big. This is big for us, for my community, for speakers. You guys, if you're an OG speaker, you know, if you've listened for my episode, if you've listened to this podcast since episode 1, you know the journey. You know that girl used to record three minute episodes. So yeah, you know the journey. So you know how big this is. And you know, I need your support. My win, you know, I win, you win, because I am, because you are. So this is this win is for us. This nomination is for the speakers. It's for Unspoken community. So because it's you guys, if you listen, that's why I'm here. It means what I'm actually, people are listening. I'm not talking to myself. So yeah, go out, show up, and vote for Unspoken Podcast. And take care of yourself. And remember what I said. It means something. And don't dim your light for a fucking second. I will see you on the next episode. Adios.